Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell you where the Angels are putting their money. It's all going into Mike Trout's bank account. 12 years, $430 million with 2 years left on his existing contract. The Angels tear it up because they know that absolutely everyone is interested in this guy, were he to become a free agent, in particular his buddy Bryce Harper in Philly. So the two-time American League MVP gets an average of nearly $36 million a year. And here's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if at any point during this contract we'll look at Mike Trout and say, well, he's overpaid. This guy is worth every single penny they're going to give him.
I disagree. I think he is worth all the money, right?
Okay.
The money that he's being paid. But if 10-year contracts don't work out, I don't know how 12-year contracts are going to work out. Like, I don't think that we're going to look at years 11 and 12 and think that he's getting the value out of those. I don't. But I understand that that's what you have to pay. I mean, do you think that he's going to be the best player in the game?
At 39?
Correct.
That's a good question. But do you also look at it as, you're paying less, in all honesty, you're paying less than what he produces in probably years 1 through 6 or 7 of the contract, at the very least. And so you're almost getting a discount on those years and making up for it on the back end of the deal.
I don't know. I don't look at it that way, to be honest with you.
No?
No, because I don't know if you are getting less than what he produces. I think you're getting the value of what he produces. He's already paid pretty handsomely.
Oh, yeah, but I think when you look at those calculators that break down millions of dollars per win above replacement, for example, I mean, the guy could be making $60 million a year, and it might still be commensurate with his value. So it seems ridiculous at first to look at a contract of this length and this dollar amount overall and say that, no, that's spot on what this guy is worth. But in the case of Mike Trout, I think that is spot on what this guy is worth to the Angels. And the question now is, will they actually build a team around him, which they have failed to do for the last few years? They've always been a very top-heavy team, whether it was a Josh Hamilton contract or an Albert Pujols contract. They've always been a team willing to go out and spend hundreds of millions of dollars, but then they've got to build a team around
him. Well, now they need to go out and get Gerrit Cole, which they're going to try to do, I would think. That would be a big move for them. What it does for me, Jim, though, and I'll tell you this, it doesn't. The Pirates are not spending the money they should, and we see Major League Baseball, the Players Association, filing that grievance,
yep.
And you see what's going on with all of that. The Pirates are okay. Let's say the Pirates spent 15 more million bucks than what they're spending, what they should. So essentially, $30 million than what they're spending right now, because I think they're $15 million low. Let's say they were $15 million higher than where they should be.
So basically, you're talking about like $100 million.
Correct.
Okay.
They still wouldn't be anywhere in the same stratosphere. Like, the Pirates are cheap right now, and they should be spending more. But even if they were on the other side, $15 million in the plus of about $100, $110 million, this is just a declaration of how there's haves and have-nots in Major League Baseball.
But that's becoming true for the players themselves.
Correct.
I mean, there's no middle class here.
Right.
What you've got is you've got guys that are outperforming their entry-level contracts, and the Pirates have, a whole pitching staff full of them, or at least three guys, right, if Musgrove does. But you know that Tyone and Williams have been outperforming their pre-arbitration contracts. But then the way things are going now, and, you know, like you mentioned Dallas Keuchel earlier, he's still out there. Kimbrell's still out there. And there are other guys that are still out there, these veteran free agents. You know, our friend Neil Walker is signing for, $2 million plus incentives. So what's happening is a lot of these guys are signing incentive-laden contracts,
right,
for a chance to make what they used to make a few years ago. And otherwise, teams are going to bring in the guys who aren't getting paid yet.
Well, I think you've got this young generation of general managers, and they're not necessarily young in all cases, but the current crop, the majority of the general managers around baseball – think that they can get to a certain level of competitiveness existing on young players on entry-level deals or guys who are early in arbitration, right? And they look at that and they say, well, we're going to maximize the value of our dollar. When in reality, if you're one of those teams that's in the 80
well, like
to 84...
Tampa and the Pirates.
Yes.
Both 80, of them do that.
80 to 84 win range, that's when you should be loading up. That's when you should be adding in to take it to the next level to get into the postseason.
See, that's why Tulowitzki made sense to me.
Correct. Me too.
Overpay the guy, bring in a guy who's going to hit 30 home
runs.
But
you're not committed to a long term.
Right, because you've got Cole Tucker waiting. Well, we don't want to bring in so-and-so because we've got our shortstop of the future a year or two away.
That's why even Jordy Mercer 1 year made sense.
Yes, I think it would have. Or Freddy Galvis.
Correct.
Because Eric Gonzalez is like Freddy Galvis. But
he's not Freddy Galvis.
No, right. Freddy Galvis was available when they made the Gonzalez.
With Trout, though, I don't mind the money. I don't mind the money for 10 years. I just think the last 2 years will be a precipitous fall. But you have to overpay sometimes in term.
Yes.
In order to get, like, if they packaged it 10 years and folded in the last 2 years and made it even more money, made it the same money over 10.
That would make more sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Make it a $40 million a year deal?
Correct. You're left with dead time at the very end of it.
Because, and I agree with that. Because
you see what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying. But I also think, again, it's hard for us to look at $36 million a year and say, well, that's underpaying his value. But when you look at his production on the field, as long as he stays healthy, the first 7-8 years of this deal will be a bargain for the Angels.
Well, it's what Artie Moreno, too. He bought the team. It wasn't worth anything. He brokered an incredible Orange County and all the way in through the Inland Empire TV deal. It stretches all the way out to San Bernardino County and in through there. Like, their TV deal. The Pirates' main flaw is that whoever brokered the TV deal, it's awful. It's terrible. And the 1 year when the ratings were incredible, they just weren't monetizing them the way that they should
have. They capitalize on it.
Yeah. And people talk about, and I know that Frank Coonley talks about this sometimes, and I know the owner talks, or the ownership group talks about this sometimes. They say, well, the TV deal isn't, well, they're the people who should, somebody that gets paid by the Pirates brokered it. So it should have been a better television deal. And I think that they've learned a lot from it, and I hope that they would get a better one next time.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.